Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
This evening, we're going to be talking about how to get smarter every day.
Yeah. How to get smarter every single day.
Yeah.
Utilizing your mind power.
Yes. Yes.
Utilizing your mind power, right?
Yes. And we're the best-selling authors of Master Your Mind Power, which is a user manual for your mind and the ultimate guide to mental toughness.
Amazon number one bestseller, Barnes & Noble number one bestseller, USA Today top 150. I think we landed like number 70 bestseller the week that we got it. And then Wall Street Journal number two, which is insane.
Yeah.
Only to that book called Rage.
Yeah, that was
the smash piece on Donald Trump.
Right.
So like we talked about, what we want to talk about today is how to get smarter, how to get more intuitively smart.
Yes.
How to get more intuitively smart. So here's the setup. So you have to understand, for you to achieve astronomical goals like 10xing your income, you need to be intuitively smart. You're going to need to be intuitively smart. This is really important. You're going to need to be, we talked about in the last live, all the prime directives of the unconscious mind. Right. And what's really important to understand is the closer connection you make with your unconscious, the more intuitively smart you can get.
That's right.
So you're going to need to also, if you want to be intuitively smarter, you might need to be okay with becoming a version of not you. Right? What do you mean? What do we mean by that, Shay?
Yeah. So the not you is the, you know, maybe the opposite of you, or
in just, some context.
In some context, yeah, yeah. Right. It's the not you. It's the you that would do something different than what you're already doing.
Yeah. I think whenever it comes down to it, Albert Einstein said something, and you know, don't quote me on the exact quote, but I'm going to be. It's a guesstimation of the quote. We can't solve problems with the same thinking that we use to create those problems. Think about that. So, right. So there was a version of us, right? That's us. We're talking about you versus not you, or us versus not us. The version of us that created a problem, we need to be a different version of us in order to solve that problem. Otherwise, we're going to be inside the problem. William James, famous psychologist, he wrote the book Principles of Psychology, a landmark book, by the way, right at the turn of the century, getting into the 1900s, that book published. And he said, let alone we can't always be our own psychologist because we're too much inside the problem to see outside of the problem.
That's right.
Why is it important? Because we need to get out of who we are and become a version of who we're not in order to achieve what we want to achieve. And it requires intuitive smarts in order to do that. We're going to get how in a little bit.
Right. Because if you were getting the results you wanted, well, then there wouldn't be a problem, right? So you have to, in order to achieve your goals or get the results that you want, you, in some component of you, need to be the not you.
Yep.
In some way.
It's like this. I had a client once and he didn't understand the not you concept. He was in sales and he said that he was making like a handful of sales calls a week when I asked him. By the way, anyone in sales knows that's not enough. You need to be making at least 20 completed sales calls a day. If it's phone, you know, say sales. If it's business to business, outside sales where you're knocking on doors and whatnot, probably it's going to be somewhere around half a dozen, upwards towards 10, right? 6 to 10. But anyway, he's doing like 5 sales calls in a whole week. And I said, okay, so in order for you to achieve your income goal, yeah, and he wanted to 10x his income. I said, you're going to need to become a version of not you, right? And I said, that means what you're going to have to do is go out and you're going to have to probably make, and it was outside sales. I said, you're probably going to need to make at least 5 per day sales calls a day. And he went, but that's not me. I said, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I know.
Exactly.
I know. He goes, I've never done that. And I went, right. And that's why you're not making the income you want.
Right.
I said, you're right. You're absolutely right. Of course, that's not you.
Right. So you're going to have to do something different than you've ever done before.
Yep.
So that you can be someone that you've never been before.
So you can achieve what you've never achieved before.
That's right.
What's really important, a lot of people forget, is that you need to rise up to the level of your goals, your dreams, your desires, your prayers, your wishes, right? It's not just going to happen for you. And so I told him whenever I said right there, I said, you need to literally probably be doing at minimum 5 and eventually grow up to 10 sales calls a day, every single day, Monday through Friday. He says, not me. He goes, that's not me. That's not me. I can never do it. That's not me. And I went, no shiitake. That's not you. Because if it were you, then you wouldn't be here seeking consult from us with your problem of not having your income be where you want it to be.
Right.
Does this make sense about the not you? This is really important. So again, we're going to talk about how you can start to gather information from your intuitive self, which we call the unconscious, which is going to aid to your intuitive smartness. Yeah. So you can become an intuitive smarty pants.
Yay.
Which is really good. Elon Musk, definitely an intuitive smarty pants. The late Steve Jobs definitely was an intuitive smarty pants. Right. And the list could goes on and on and on and on and on.
Right.
Mahatma Gandhi.
So
Mother Teresa.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
This goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah. So many
intuitive smart people.
So many
intuitively smart people.
I mean, I would say, I mean, I don't know.
Shaley Shafidel, intuitively smart. Trust me.
Thank you.
Right.
I would say all the greats.
All the greats.
Yeah.
This is really important. So whenever it comes down to it, let's explain some more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're going to have to do something different than you've ever done before so that you can be someone you've never been before.
Right.
This involves tapping into a deep part of ourselves and our soul that some of us have yet to experience.
Yes.
Right. So did you know that this involves tapping into what we like to say is the other 95% of your brain? Ooh. That we're not consciously aware of.
Yeah.
Dr. Bruce Lipton says that out of all of our behaviors on a day-to-day basis, 95% of them are unconscious.
Yep.
Many studies.
Just
yeah.
Playing over and over again.
And over and over and over. And
95%.
95% of our behaviors are unconscious, 5% conscious. Yeah. And I would agree with that. And also something to understand is that we did a lot of research on thinking. And thinking about thinking, right? Epistemologically speaking. And the reality is that's what epistemology is, by the way, is thinking about thinking, just so you know, just so
there's
I can
define that.
There's
a word for that.
There's a word for that. Yeah. Thinking about thinking is epistemology. So the reality is we look at thinking and we look at what's required for an individual to get conscious of their thinking. And we wanted to dive down that rabbit hole very deep whenever we were doing the research for our book about thinking. And we were thinking about thinking. And what we discovered too is that with individuals, with their thoughts, 95% of an individual's thoughts today are the same thoughts as yesterday.
Just on repeat.
Let me repeat that.
Going over and over again. 95%
of your thoughts today are the same thoughts as they were yesterday. It goes right in alignment with your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thinking being a behavior. And then... they've proven this to be right. And 80% of those are usually negative. And so the reality is we need to get more conscious of our thinking, right? And so what we've got to do is we've got to make the 95% unconscious more conscious every single day, a little bit more, right?
And a little bit more.
Listen, to make a change, you don't need to be totally reinvented every day. Gurus out there that say that drive us nuts. You just need to be 1% better every day. Think of the compound effect that would do.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it'll go parabolic.
Well, yeah, because consistency is key, right? I mean, and the unconscious likes repetition to form a habit. So the positive things, right? Do that on repetition, do that on repeat over and over and over again so that you master those things. And so that's just on autopilot for you. That's good. And, you know, every once in a while, still bringing those into consciousness. Steph and I will do, you know, we'll kind of shift up our whole regimens and routines and whatnot just to get us conscious again.
Yeah.
Right. We do this with our workouts. We do this with our food. We do this with our supplements. We do this with our schedules.
We do this with the pillows on the couch.
We do.
Rather than just having three and three every once in a while, we're like, no, let's change it up a little bit. Put 4 pillows over there and 2 over
right,
there.
Right, because those little things like that it keeps the mind aware and awake and conscious,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So even the littlest things can bring consciousness into your world.
Yeah, it's really important to become more conscious, and not just conscious of your thinking, but conscious of your behaviors. It's really, really important. And so today, we could go on so many tangents, but we're going to stay
focused.
Focused today. We are.
Like a laser beam. Yes.
Pew!
On track.
So today is about tapping into your other 95%. Today is about tapping into the other 95% of your brain, which is your unconscious mind, the mind that you're not conscious of, right? And so the reality is there's so many individuals that they're very conscious, but they're not conscious, meaning they're conscious minded, but that doesn't mean that they're very conscious. It's so funny. There's all these individuals out there and they're like, I'm trying to get more conscious. And Shay and I, we're trying to get more unconscious. And what do I mean by that? We're trying to get more unconscious, meaning we're trying to tap more and more and more and more and more into our unconscious mind, right? Because there's a lot of power there. By the way, I'm not discounting the power of the conscious mind. Very powerful.
Right. Very necessary.
It's the creative mind.
It's the analytical mind.
It's the logical mind.
Yeah.
But the unconscious mind, a lot of people, they just kind of breeze over it. Oh yeah, I have an unconscious mind. And yeah, it breeds me at night. I digest my food. But they don't realize the power that's in the unconscious.
Oh yeah.
And so what if we could every single day aim to be, and we're going to give you some tools here in a minute, some tangible tools, practical tools, right? That are going to help you to dive deeper into the 95%. But before we get there, I have to talk a little bit more about the compound effect. We've talked about this before, right? And it bears repeating because some of you are new listeners. If I said to you that you have an opportunity to get $3 million right now, or a penny that doubles on itself every single day for a month, what are you going to pick, right? Of course, you're going to take the penny, right? I asked this question to three people today. Two out of the three took the $3 million.
Yeah, if you haven't heard this before.
Three people today, I asked this question.
You might think, well, duh, the $3 million.
Yeah, and so I actually had to show, you know, what occurred. And it's like penny turns to two, turns to four, to six, to 12, so on, right? Four to eight, sorry, 16. How am I doing in my math? 1, 2, 4, 8, 16,
See,
32.
You still need the conscious mind.
Thank you, conscious mind. And on day 30 becomes 5.4 million. Day 31, if it's a 31-day month like May,
it's 10.8
million.
Right.
That's the compound effect. So it doesn't look like much. It's really low, and then it shoots up. Here's a new story for you. So I don't know if you know who Tony Gwynn was. Unfortunately, he was. Famous baseball player. One of the most elite baseball players that's ever hit the diamond. Okay. Let me tell you an example of a negative compound effect. Yeah, this is really important. This is an example on why you need to make your unconscious conscious. And you need to work more to develop a relationship with your unconscious mind. Tony Gwynn, probably currently in history, is known as one of the most consistent batters that has ever stepped foot to the plate. Hall of Famer, high percentage rates, meaning if somebody says they're batting 300, that means that if they've been up to plate 10 times, they got three hits or on base, you know, three times, right? With a hit. So it's batting 300. He consistently batted above 300. And I mean, that's not easy to do. It's not easy to do. I know it sounds crazy, only 3 out of 10. But in baseball, it's not easy to do. Okay. Here's the thing you need to know about Tony Gwynn. San Diego Padres, by the way. He is known as Mr. Padre, right? So he did the chewing tobacco. I don't know if you know this story. If you do, it bears repeating. Proves the point about the compound effect in a negative way. We haven't talked about this yet. So chewing tobacco. He started in his 20s. And he was always doing the chaw, I think they call it. Right? Or wait. Gross, right? He did the chaw, right? And he did this through his 20s. He did this through his 30s. He did this through his 40s. Now, if this is in terms of like how his health appeared to be on the outside, it looked pretty normal. So his health seemed fine. And, you know, he was still an elite baseball player. And he, got into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He even became a coach, either for San Diego State or University of San Diego. I forgot which one. I think it was SDSU. The Aztecs,
I think. Yeah.
And so he became a coach in baseball.
Health was still fine.
So 20s, chewing tobacco, no problems. 30s, chewing tobacco, no problems. 40s, chewing tobaccos, No problem. 50s. Well, about a year, 2 years into his 50s, he, and you're all free from this, but he got salivary gland cancer. And it was, he had multiple complications that came along with that. And he ultimately passed away about 2 years after the onset. So follow me here. This is an example of the negative compound effect. It looked fine. Not fine. Dead.
Right.
Hello. Dead. Like, boom. Like literally the compound effect happened so fast that it was too late. There was
no turning back.
There's no turning. It was too late to make the change. This is how the negative compound effect can work. This is why an individual, you want to be intuitively smarter. You start digging deep into your other 95% of your brain, the unconscious.
Right.
To start figuring out what are the 95% behaviors, like Shay talked about earlier, or 95% thoughts, like I talked about earlier, that are not assisting you to achieve your goals. And they are actually sabotaging you from achieving your goals. Right. They're dream crushers, right? So we've got to become more conscious of 95%. Tony Gwynn, he died at like 54 years old.
Way too young.
Way too young. Yeah. And the reality is because he didn't heed to the power of the compound effect in a negative way.
Mm.
And it was not a problem. Chewing tobacco, not a problem. A problem. A couple years later, no longer with us. That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I have to say it that way, but that sucks, right? And so the reality is we have to become conscious. So now let's go back into a positive way. You don't need to run a marathon tomorrow, but imagine if you just did a walk around the block tomorrow if you're not active and you kept doing that and you did it every day and you built it up to be 1.5 around. You went halfway around once and then halfway and then back, right? And then twice or three times and 5 times and 10 right. times. And you built it up.
Yeah.
And you just aim to get 1% better every single day.
Imagine where you'd be 30 days from now.
Compound effect will be like this. You won't notice the difference for a while. And then all of a sudden. 60
days from now.
All of a sudden.
90 days from now.
It'll shoot up.
Right.
At some point, there'll be a tipping point and all of a sudden it's going to shoot up. Right. All of a sudden it's going to shoot up. You aim to get 1% better every day. Aim to get 1% more unconscious every day. And I mean unconscious in
a good way.
A good way. Actually,
right. So that
meaning
you can
communicating to your unconscious,
tune into your intuition.
This is important.
The unconscious.
So the reality is, if you want to become what we call intuitively smart, then you need to tap into your other 95% of your brain, because what you're used to using is only 5% of your brain is what you're thinking about that you actually use. Okay, we're going to give you 3 ways that you can get smarter every day, intuitively smarter every day. And 3 ways that you can tap into your unconscious mind. Okay? So.
Cool.
Number 1.
Let's do it.
You ready? Number 1, use the mind power state. If you don't know what the mind power state is, then either join us in Mind Power Breakthrough or pick up a copy of our book, because we talk about what the mind power state is. Remember, mind power state is peripheral vision.
Right.
So this is when you're looking up, and if you put your hands out in front of you and wave your fingers ever so slightly,
you can see them.
You can see them.
In
so
your
you're
periphery,
in peripheral vision.
Right. Okay. This is, you do the mind power state while you're working. Feel the flow and learn how to listen. Listen.
To yourself. It's like this. Some individuals, people ask, how did we, we launched 2 online training programs in 2019. We authored a best-selling book last year. That's not like one of your little tiny books, the big business cards. It's a thick book. It's a 300-page book.
Yeah.
How did we do that last year? How did we also launch Mind Power Breakthrough, wrote the content, filmed it, produced it, launched it last year? That's a 6-week program. How did we do 12-week program this year? By the way, I'm not saying all this stuff we're not saying look at us.
No.
It's for you to understand how powerful the mind power state is. How are we right now still amidst producing a 12-week program, which is our Mind Power Coaching Academy, which we're halfway through, and we're filming it as we go so that we can tweak it based on information and gaps. How? The mind power state. And so here's how a lot of people will do work. They'll do work and they can do 1 or 2 sentences in. And And all of a sudden they're like, no, that doesn't look good. No, I'm going to change this. No, I think I'm going to change that. No, I don't like it. I'm going to start over. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, God. Like an hour goes by and they've got like three words on the page and it's the title.
Right.
But no sentence. Like, you know, this could be title, subject line if it's an email. Too many individuals are so cerebral and conscious and actually not using their conscious mind in a creative way. They're doing it in a counter creative way, in a destructive way.
In a more analytical or analysis to paralysis way.
It's so when I'm working on a project, yeah, or if you're from the UK or Australia, project or Canada, so I let go. I work on I'm working and I'm in
mind power state
the whole time. And what I do is I just let it flow.
Right. Cut off all distractions, of course.
Oh, yeah. Cut off notifications.
You know how we think about that, what we think about that, and also no multitasking, right? So then you're opening your unconscious to be in flow state.
There's two more. So hang with us. Yeah. So this is mind power state. We got to talk about mind power state. Then we're going to talk about a couple of other things. So to Shay's point, cut out multitasking. It doesn't work. Also, you got to cut off all notifications, phone, email, everything. If you've got a work project you got to work on, be in the project, be in peripheral vision, be in what we call the mind power state. This is what we call like a state of peaceful aliveness whenever you're in it, right? Peaceful aliveness whenever you're in that. We heard that from one of our health practitioners many years ago, and we're like, I like that, peaceful aliveness.
Yeah, and to really go out there, for those of you that like to go out there.
Let's go out there.
Some say it's connecting to the collective unconscious.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And so while you're working, try working without second guessing yourself. I'm not saying you can edit it later. Use the conscious mind to edit it, but stop blocking the flow of your unconscious because your conscious mind's connected to your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind is connected to your higher self, right? And your source and the collective. And so the reality is if we keep blocking and interrupting the flow, there will be no flow.
Right.
Just seriously. So what we mean is like literally you're working, you let go.
Yeah.
You feel the flow and you don't second guess anything and you listen and you take whatever comes up and you just get connected, channel, flow.
Yeah. The visual I get about this while Steph's talking is like driving on a country road. There's no one in sight and you just can drive versus being stuck in traffic on the freeway. And it's like, go stop, go stop, go stop, go stop.
You get nowhere.
And it's literally exhausting. I don't know if you've ever been in back-to-back traffic, I'm sure you have, but it's exhausting, right? Whereas if you could just drive and drive and drive, you get into a flow state.
If you're driving, don't do this. If you're at home or in your office, here's what we want you to do. Pull out a piece of a paper and a pen. I'm going to drink some water. Pull out a piece of a paper, a pen, pencil, marker, whatever.
Something
do
to...
It. Just do it. Trust us.
Mark some paper with.
If you have your iPad and you have a stylus, that's fine. Okay. Ready? Here's what we want you to do. Start drawing randomly. Just draw something.
Anything.
Anything. Go for it. Stop overthinking. Just draw. Don't stop. Don't just keep drawing. Just draw. Activate your imagination. The unconscious mind presides over your imagination. Stop overanalyzing it. Yeah. Don't second guess yourself.
No erasing.
Feel the flow.
No crumpling it
just
up.
Just keep going.
Just go with it.
Just go with the flow and feel the flow. Connect consciously to your unconscious mind and just feel. Let your unconscious mind connect to the collective.
Yeah.
And your higher everything. And just feel the flow and just keep drawing. And just keep drawing. And keep drawing. This is something we do with our private clients to get them to start tapping into their other 95%.
Right. Right. Think about kids, right? We always talk about
kids. Keep drawing,
kids.
By the way, while she's talking.
We always talk keep about drawing. Kids and how they are, you
what
know,
did you draw?
Keep tapping drawing. Into their imagination. They're brilliant at doing so.
Keep drawing.
If you watch a kid draw, like they don't second guess themselves.
They don't overanalyze it.
No.
They don't rip the paper off and throw it away.
No, they just
don't
draw.
Scratch it out. They just draw. Keep drawing. How's it going? We got a great exercise. You can stop whenever you want so that you can pay attention because we got to teach you the other two things. So great, 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 great exercise that we learned from a gentleman by the name of John Rappaport. which we actually did. This was quite a few years ago. We should probably do it again. And he challenged his clients. He's really good with tapping into imagination and
critical
the other 95%
as well.
Critical thinking and whatnot. We took a lot of his courses. He has his clients, his private clients, draw something
every
single day for, what was it, 100 days?
Yeah.
100 days drawing something. It could be abstract. It could be a house. It could be a tree. It could be circles. Could be octagons. Could be
anything.
Hexagons.
Could be a cup of coffee.
Could be a cup of coffee. He had them draw something every single day for 100 days to start to activate their imagination, which is also activating the other 95% of your brain, the unconscious, your unconscious. Now, cool, right?
Yeah.
For 100 days. So the reality is, I wanted to do that exercise because here's the deal. If you stopped yourself, oh, what would I draw? Oh, wait, I messed up. Oh, that line's not straight. Oh, that circle's not perfect. Like, that's your conscious mind actually getting in the way.
Overanalyzing and second guessing and being critical, right? That you know, that gremlin inside that says, oh, that looks horrible, or you should start over, or you can't draw, or don't even try, right? Overcritical thinker.
That's the conscious mind.
Yeah.
It blocks the flow.
And not critically thinking in a positive.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's not. It's being overly critical.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. We took a writing course with, Don Miller and what's her name?
Kula.
No.
Oh, Rachel Hollis.
Rachel Hollis.
Yeah.
Two best-selling authors.
Yeah, when we were writing the book last year.
We were writing the book. We were coming to a conclusion of writing the book. 10 years of research, and we're bringing it all together. And we're like, you know what? While we're wrapping all this up, we should probably, you know, take a writing course from a couple of best-selling authors because we had an opportunity to do so. And this is really great. Listen to this quote from both of them. They said, you know, it's funny for writers. Writers will overanalyze as they're writing. And by the way, this isn't a writing course right now. You can use this metaphor across all of your life and everything you do. They said, the thing a writer has to realize is that the book is never finished, or the poem or the short story.
Or the song.
It's never finished. It's done.
It's done. That's right.
Key difference.
Yeah.
Because if you're always looking for everything to be finished, you'll overanalyze it over and over. And that's the conscious mind.
I learned that early on in graphic design and artwork, right? You change one thing and then it can change the entire design, the entire project. So yeah, it's never finished.
Or it's
never complete. It's just done.
Done.
And then it's time to send it to the publisher. It's time to send it to the producer.
Get it out of here. It's done. So if you're really up for the task, draw something. It doesn't have to be hours. It could be 5 minutes of drawing. You could start that way and then maybe it'll expand. Try drawing something. Every day. For 100 days.
Yeah.
See what starts to activate inside of yourself. See what starts activating inside your mind. Let me tell you something that just occurred. What we're talking about right now with drawing for 100 days, that wasn't in our notes. Is that in our notes?
No.
That was me feeling the flow, not second guessing myself, and trusting the information that was coming from my unconscious. That was probably connected to the collective.
Right.
This is what some people would call channeling. And I trusted that this would be a great assignment for all of our tribe members. That's me trusting and not second guessing and not overanalyzing. Just feeling the flow, going with it. Feeling the flow and going with it.
Yes.
When you're working on projects, make sure that you're in the mind power state. Okay, I'm going to review this again. You're listening to yourself and you let go, let it flow, feel the flow. Cut out the conscious mind. Stop overanalyzing everything. Use the conscious mind critically when you need to in a good way. Meaning critical thinking, but not critical in the negative way like Shay talked about.
Right.
And try drawing every single day. Okay. Number one. Well, yeah, we got more for you. You ready? Can you handle it? Can you? Good. Number two. So mind power states number one. Number two is eye closure relaxation induction plus progressive relaxation before bed. I'm going to explain what that is in a moment. This will allow you to sleep deeper and you'll connect to the collective unconscious while you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really, really good one. Do not do this while you're driving. Refrain from doing this if you're driving.
Keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open, please. Okay. If you're sitting there, you can try this. And basically, this is an adaptation from a famous hypnotherapist who did a very unique, paradoxical approach to hypnosis. His name was Dave Ellman. And he could get people really deep, really fast, right? He actually started practicing hypnosis as a child out in front of his dad's general yeah. store. And he'd say, he'd say to an individual, hello, sir, I'm going to hypnotize you. Are you ready?
Okay.
And he goes, I'm going to shake your hands three times and you're going to go into a trance. He go, 1, 2, 3, sleep. Like just really fast, right? Totally awake, totally alert. Anyway, this is a great eye closure. Is really powerful to go into a deep sleep, right? A deep, 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 deep sleep before you go to bed, right? You're going to be doing this before you go to bed. So it's kind of like this.
But you can practice it now.
Practice it now. You take a deep breath in through your nose and open your eyes and look up and then exhale, close your eyes, and then you relax. Sit there for a moment. Take a deep breath in through your nose and open your eyes again. Open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes. And then exhale, close your eyes.
And relax.
Double the relaxation. So listen to what that means. Double the relaxation from where you were before. Now, let's do it again. Take a deep breath in through your nose and open your eyes. And exhale and close your eyes. 10x your relaxation.
Ooh, 10x your relaxation. Right.
Okay. Then what you do is you do head to toe progressive relaxation and toe back to head. Progressive relaxation is you put tension on each muscle and then relax it.
Yeah. So you say, you know, relax my head, right? So you tense your head and then you relax it. Relax my forehead. So you tense it and then you relax it. Relax all the muscles around my eyes. So you tense all the muscles and then you relax it. And you do that literally from every single muscle in your body, from head all the way down to your toes. And then if you're still not fully asleep, then you go from your toes all the way back up to your head.
You do that combo of the eye closure. We call it eye closure relaxation induction from Dave Ellman, where you go eyes open, inhale, close, exhale, relax, do it again, eyes open, inhale, exhale, eyes closed, double the relaxation, eyes open, inhale, exhale, close your eyes, 10x your relaxation means multiply times 10, okay? You do that, and then if you're not already out, or sometimes I'm out, do progressive relaxation, then go to sleep.
Progressive relaxation from head to toe, and then if need be, all from toe back up to head.
Why is this important? If you sleep in a deep sleep, deep, deep, deep delta waves are being emitted. If you had an EEG, an electroencephalograph connected to you, you'd be emitting delta waves, right? Really, 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 really slow. Might be somewhere as low as like 2-3 cycles per second or hertz in terms of your brainwave activity. The deeper you go, the more that you'll connect while you're sleeping to the collective unconscious.
I'm getting sleepy.
Yeah. Totally awake, totally alert, totally awake, totally alert. So for instance, this is really, really important. What you can do is you can sleep really, really deep. And then in the morning, when you wake up, make sure you have your journal from Steph and Shay.
Yep.
And whatever thoughts come to you, don't overanalyze it. Don't think about it. Whatever thoughts come to you, whatever symbols come to you, whatever pictures come to you, draw it or write it down.
First thing in the morning.
Right when you wake up, before you even get out of bed. I'm like.
Yeah, because if you get up and you do anything at all, now your conscious mind's
awake.
It's awake. So this is called, this is number three. This is what we call theta thinking or yep. theta thoughts.
Wake. So, theta thinking, theta thoughts, right? Theta thinking or theta thoughts.
Yep.
And you write without judgment.
Whatever.
Everything and anything that comes to you.
Is coming up
to you. If there's pictures, you draw it. If you had dreams, you draw it. Don't worry about your conscious mind. Analyze it later.
Right.
Right now, just get all the unconscious flow. This is how I came up with the three pillars of mind power.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there because we do eye closure, relaxation, induction. Yeah. The triple punch combo, relax, double to relax, and then 10X to relax, and then progressive relaxation. And I did that. And I actually set out the intention before I went to bed that I would get clarity on what our book title was going to be. We had all the content. We didn't have the title or the organization.
Yep.
And there I am. I wake up. I'm doing theta thinking, or we also call it theta thoughts. You have theta thoughts when you're doing theta thinking. Theta means theta state. Theta, you're only in theta right when you wake up and right before you go to bed.
Yep.
Right? Unless you're in a deep meditation or a deep state of hypnosis. And so you're in theta thinking. And so information will flow to you, right? And so I remember I actually couldn't tell if my eyes were open or closed, but I was in theta, right? You know, quasi awake, kind of, what do they call it? Lucid.
Yeah, lucid.
Semi dream state. And I saw these three circles floating above my head, and I was like, whoa, cool. No, I wasn't on any hallucinogens. just to be clear. Yeah. No mind altering anything, just except for trance. Well, technically I was on something mind altering. It's called trance.
Right.
Yeah. Natural mind altering. And so I see three circles up above, and I remember I saw them come together, and then I saw the bottom left one light up, and it said, you know, foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top one lit up, and I saw it, and I also heard it, and it said resilience, which turned into becoming mental toughness, our second pillar. And then I saw the third one light up, and it said habits, right? I actually remember It said routines, and then we changed it to be habits.
And this is what it.
And this is the three pillars of mind power.
Yep.
Your foundation, your mental toughness, and your habits, right? Which also leads to your behaviors, your belief, and your flow. And all that together is your mind power. That came to me in theta thinking, theta thoughts. I just put out the intention before I went to bed that I'd get clear on, I have to tell you, when the three circles came together, and they all overlapped from the center of it. Yeah. The little like curvy triangle looking thing came out, and I heard and I saw mind power. And it was one word, right? I know a lot of individuals, you know, your autocorrect makes mind power into two words. Mind space power is different than mind power. And anyone who's read our book knows what we mean by that. So mind power. So instantly I woke up. I'm like, Shay, do you see that? Do you see that? She's like,
I was out. I was asleep.
So, and that was information that literally channeled.
Right. Right.
It was so cool. It just channeled.
And he immediately wrote it down. And then he was like, hey, I got to talk to you about this. And then it was a major part of the book.
Yeah, it's the three
literally
pillars.
It brought everything together. Yeah.
It's what organized the book, because our book has three parts that coincide with each pillar. And there's four chapters per part or pillar.
Right.
Your foundation, your mental toughness, and your habits is what's required for mind power to be mastered. So that's important. So we're number two is eye closure relaxation induction plus progressive relaxation. So you can sleep deep.
Yes.
So that you can connect to your other 95%, which will connect to what some people call the collective unconscious. And so what you have to understand too is that's all kind of number two. Number three gets into what you can do is wake up really, really, really early and meditate. Okay. Dr. Joe Dispenza, famous. He's a chiropractor by trade originally, but now just success guru and a neuroscience expert and consciousness expert. And he actually wakes up
between 3 and 4 a.m.
Yeah. And he says you can actually do it between 1 and 4, anytime between 1 and 4. But this is what's called like the Kundalini or pineal gland meditation. When you wake up somewhere between like 1 and 4 a.m. And it's almost impossible for you to have any conscious minded thought, and you're really in deep theta, and it's a forced theta. And literally that's a time where he meditates, and a lot of individuals will meditate. They wake up. And the reality is, even if you just wake up first thing in the morning, it'll still work.
Yeah,
that's how he does theta thoughts. It's like literally between 1 and 4 a.m. because that's where there's like gateways to the collective,
they say. You just literally, before you even get out of bed, before you even do anything, write down those thoughts, listen, pay attention, and write it down, because in a second it'll be gone, right? Because then the conscious mind kicks in, and then, you know, probably you start thinking about all the to-dos you've got to do for that day, right? So super, super, super powerful to do it immediately when you wake up.
So in summary, to gain access to your other 95%, by the way, there's many more strategies to do this. We're just going to give you the top three that we use. Okay. So to tap into your other 95%, right, of your mind, which is your
unconscious
mind. Yeah. Which will cause you to tap into more of your intuition, which will cause you to tap more into your imagination, mm-hmm. will cause you to be more intuitively smart. So I would label this whole thing becoming smarter, but intuitively smart, right? And so remember mind power state. When you're working, feel the flow, let it go. Feel the flow, let it go. Feel the flow, let it go. Mind power state, work on the project, just let it go. Feel the flow, let it go. Feel the flow. Feel the flow, let it go. And no judgment, no analysis. Number two, eye closure. Open your eyes while you breathe in. Exhale, close your eyes, relax. Do that three times. But the second time, double the relaxation inside. The third time, 10x the relaxation. Okay. And then that's so that you sleep a deep sleep, right? And so that you can connect to the collective unconscious. You'll connect to the other 95%, connect to the unconscious. Two kind of leads into three.
It does.
Which is make sure you in the morning do the theta thinking, because the eye closure, relaxation induction plus progressive relaxation sets up the theta thinking. Even more so, you can still do theta thinking without that, but we're telling you, you'll get more information in the morning. And you can do it right when you wake up. You can do it like Joe Dispenza does it between 1 and 4 a.m. if you want.
Yeah.
Or you can do it right when you wake up. Most of the time, we just do it right when we wake up. First thing, right when we wake up.
Right away.
I got my journal and I just flow. There's information in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
This is, let me repeat again. This is how we were able to launch two online courses in 2019. One hybrid online / coaching program last year, plus authored a book, completed the book, published the book. And this year, a whole 12-week program, plus the audio book.
Plus a full load of clients all in there.
Seeing 20 to 30 clients a week.
Yeah.
Feeling the flow, letting go.
It
feeling
works.
The flow, letting go.
It works. It works. It works. It works.
Much love to all of you.
Go do the three things. Mind power state, eye closure, relaxation, induction, plus
progressive relaxation.
Theta thoughts. All right, y'all. Bye.
See you later. Much love.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Cheers.
Bye. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners. It's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.